And the last thing that the that this GIP proposes is the use of something called Data Edge, which is actually the next GIP that I'm going to get into, to support a query version registry. The problem that that solves is we can't really allow for indexers to inject their own query versions. Like, let's say that a client wants to say something like greater than 1.0. Well, the indexer could say inject something like 1.25.99999, and that's not an actual query version, then they would be able to create arbitrary responses, right? And that would be a kind of attack that they could do to convince the consumer that of invalid data being correct, right? In a way that's not really disputable, because no other indexer is going to run this query to say, actually, the response should have been this, so you need a dispute, because it's not a real query version. So they can't put their stake on the line to say there's a particular response. So in order for that situation to not happen, but still allow for automatic upgrading, there'll be a query version registry that is in the protocol that the Graph Council would specify what versions of the protocol are currently supported. So they just send a message to this contract saying, here's a new version. Everyone can use this version now and know that this version is backed by our protocol security. The mechanism for doing that is something called the Data Edge, and that's GIP-0025. And what Data Edge is just a very minimal smart contract that exists to bridge data from the L1 into a subgraph. Right? It's just an empty contract that consists of a catch-all fallback method so that you can send data to it, but then at the subgraph that you can then specify what the ABI is, and it will be able to index those arbitrary messages. Something that's really nice about this is that you can interpret those bytes however you want. So that means that you can, add a bespoke stateful compression method to make your data really, really small. And then, like, paired with the fact that there's no execution in these contracts, it means that you hit the theoretical lower bound for the gas costs that you would pay on L1 to get data into the subgraph. And so the way that this ends up working altogether is that the Graph Council sends a message saying, here's a new query version for the subgraph. Query version, and they'll send that to the Data Edge contract, and then a subgraph then indexes that, and you can then query the protocol to say, give me all the supported versions, right? You query a subgraph to get that data rather than, querying it directly on L1. And everything like the storage for the versions, as well as the decompression method and all this, happens inside of the subgraph. So requiring little to no actual gas costs.